Hong Kong is preparing for a weekend of targeted protests and disruptions which could again affect the international airport, a vital gateway to the city and to the world, including for Australian travellers. There have been no violent clashes in the territory for more than a week, but that's only adding to a build-up of pressure and retribution against aviation workers who've supported the protest movement. From Hong Kong, Greg Jennett reports.
A million-person march last weekend, a joining of hands outside subway or MTR stations tonight. Hong Kong's protest movement is nothing if not large, inventive and nimble. The mass transit rail is the territory's artery, capable of moving millions of people within hours. And Beijing is none too happy that, in its view, the railway's management hasn't taken a tougher stance on shutting it down when protesters use it en masse. The same can be said at airlines.
They're terrified. All my colleagues are all terrified because of this white terror.
Rebecca Tsai is head of the flight attendants union at the Cathay Pacific-owned budget airline Cathay Dragon. She's been sacked for allegedly supporting on Facebook this summer's protests. One of 14 Cathay staff, including former chief executive Rupert Hogg, to succumb to corporate displeasure at the pro-democracy movement. She's backed by Carol Ng from Hong Kong's Confederation of Trade Unions.
How do these people get fired? It definitely, it's political initiative. No other reasons, no other excuses.
As an industry, aviation has high levels of support for the protests, and there were pockets of support that backed the sit-ins that turned violent at Hong Kong International Airport early last week. It's a lot harder for the black shirt-wearing protesters to get into the terminal these days. It's even protected by high court rulings. But that doesn't mean aviation won't be targeted again. Tomorrow, there'll be an attempt to disrupt the airport from outer areas by halting cars and buses heading into it. That shouldn't mean flight cancellations or delays for the thousands of international travellers transiting through Hong Kong, but it can't be ruled out. China has many tentacles running through the territory's business moguls, its corporate leviathans, and of course, local government authorities. As Cathay Dragon, Cathay Pacific, and the MTR corporate example show, they're not afraid of applying pressure on them to slowly strangle this 11-week-old protest movement. In Hong Kong, this is Greg Jennett reporting for PM.